It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Morning Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed, Earn Corteva Cash. Newsman Steve Alexander will be along with this morning's report coming up after this.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve. Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva Cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Have you had your flu shot yet? Just a reminder, as I note that the state of South Dakota has recorded its first flu death of the season. It was a person between 60 and 70. State health officials say the death is a reminder that influenza can be very serious, deadly, in fact, and it's not too late to get a flu shot. When 73-year-old Stanley Stoltz died November 18th, a reporter for the Omaha World Herald noted that the Vietnam veteran had no known relatives, and the newspaper ran a small notice inviting the public to his funeral. Well, that went viral on social media and was picked up by CNN, and instead of a handful of friends attending his funeral yesterday, more than 400 people turned out and stood in icy weather at the Omaha National Cemetery to honor a man they didn't know. In Wisconsin, Kimberly Clark has threatened to close its plant near Appleton. Republicans in the state Senate are trying to get enough votes to give Kimberly Clark tens of millions of dollars to stay and keep the 390 people working there employed. But they need the votes from Democrats, and the Democrats say they prefer a different approach. The storm has moved on, but its effects are still being felt across the Midwest as tens of thousands of people are still without power. In Indianapolis, a family's SUV skidded off an icy bridge into about 10 feet of water in a retention pond. A passerby dove into the water and rescued a 4-year-old boy from the vehicle. Fire crews used a boat to rescue the boy's mom and 11 and 17-year-old sisters who were standing on the roof in knee and waist-deep water. Around the same time, a 50-year-old driver ended up in the pond after hitting the ice. She was able to swim to safety. How about this one? A South Dakota man lost a wallet on a trip to Las Vegas for his sister's wedding. Inside was $60 cash and all of the important and hassle-to-replace stuff that we keep in our wallets. He figured he'd never see it again. A few days later, he received a package in the mail with his wallet, his $60 and everything else, and an anonymous letter explaining that he or she had found the wallet wedged between seats on an airplane and that he or she had added $40 cash so there would be an even $100 to celebrate the wallet's return. How about that? That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.